Good morning. Good morning. I'm here to tell you no. Do you like to be told no? No. Well, you just told me no? We don't really like to be told no, do we? How about this? Have you ever heard a no like this? No, you can't have that snack. It's too close to dinner. Have you heard something like that before? Okay. Have you heard this one? No, you can't play the video games. You have homework to do. Have you heard? They always say that, don't they? They sure do. We don't like to be told no. And you know why we don't like to be told no? We have a little problem, don't we? We are sinful people. And that means that we just always want things our way, doesn't it? We don't want to be told no. We don't want to be told what to do. We don't like people saying no to us. You can't do that, right? So I'm going to have you hold up a sign here. Can you hold up this one for me? This is what no often makes us feel like, right? No makes us feel sad. Even Jeremiah, in our Old Testament reading, wanted to say no to God. God said, you go to my people and you tell them the word of God. And Jeremiah wanted to say no. No, because I'm going to be mistreated. I don't want to do that. But does no always have to be a sad word? No, it doesn't. How about this? Have you ever been told no because it would be better for somebody else? How about this? Have you ever heard a no like this? No, we're not going to go to the park today. Grandma needs some help and we're going to go help her today. Have you ever heard a no like that? Is that a sad no? How about this kind of no? Can you show your sign? That kind of no can actually make us feel happy, right? Or how about this kind of no? No, we're not going to spend that money on toys. We're going to give it as an offering to help people who've lost their houses in a flood. Is that a happy no or a sad no? That's a happy no, isn't it? But you know what? It would be even better if it came from you. And if you really want to shock your parents someday, try this. No thanks, Mom and Dad. Instead of buying a toy for me, let's buy a toy for a homeless child. Is that a happy no or a sad no? That's a happy no, isn't it? Or how about saying this to your friends? No, that's okay. We can do what you want to do. Happy no or sad no? That's a happy no. No isn't always a sad word, is it? Think about Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus up in heaven with his Father, and the Father says to him, Son, you don't have to go to the earth to save people from their sins. It's going to be painful if you do that. But Jesus said, what? No, I want to go. And the Father said, yes, but here you can always be safe and happy. Don't you want to stay here where you're safe and happy instead of going to earth where they're going to hate you? And what did Jesus say? He said, no, I want to go and be their Savior. Or what about this? The Father says, but son, you can stay here where the angels worship you and where you have a throne and where they praise you. But Jesus said what? No. I'm going to go to earth to be their Savior. And the Father said, but you can stay here and you can live like the king that you are and you can have a gold throne. But if you go to earth, you're going to be put on a cross. Son, you can stay here. And Jesus said, no. Is that a happy no or a sad no? That's a happy no, isn't it? He said no for us. He said no. I'm going to go. I'm going to be the Savior. I'm going to suffer and die for their sins because I want them to go to heaven, to be in heaven with me. So we can thank God today that Jesus said, hold it up there for us, no, I am happy to be their Savior. Let's pray about that. Lord Jesus, you didn't have to come. You could have stayed in your heaven. You could have said no to us. But instead you said no to heaven and you became our Savior. Lord, help us not to be so selfish, but to say no to our own desires and yes to each other as servants of one another in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming up today. Go tell your parents a shocking no today, all right? And make them happy.